So the question is, what is maror? So it seems like a fairly simple question, but the reality is that it's not so simple. So if you look at the Mishnah, in Pesachim and Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph, the first source, ve'elu yirakos she'adam yotzei behen yideich habasa b'Pesach. With the following vegetables, you can fulfill your obligation on Pesach. B'chazeres, b'tamcha, b'charchavina, u'be'ulshin, u'be'maror. Exactly what these five things are is not so easy to define. But clearly, the first thing you see is that there are multiple options, right? That maror is not just one thing. V'haraya, maror, is the last of the things on the list. You have other vegetables that are listed here. And these are with these, you are allowed to be yotzei. Yotzei in behen, bein lachen, bein yveshin, whether they're still moist, whether they've been dried out. Avo lo kvushin, lo shlukin, lo mevushalin. But if they are pickled, or overboiled, or less boiled, or cooked, then you are not yotzei. So the maror has to be raw. Umitztarfin lekezayis, and multiple types of maror can be mitztarif to one kezayis. Meaning what? Look at Rashi. Number two, mitztarfin lekezayis. Im eino me echad mehen kezayis. If you don't have, let's say the first one's chazeres. If you don't have a kezayis of chazeres. And you have al yeshlo mizechatzizayis, but you have half a kezayis of chazeres and half a kezayis of tamcha. Then it starts from zemzech lechavaso. So the shir is a shir achila is a kezayis. So you take a half one of this and a half of that, you put it together, and you have your kezayis. That's the dinim of the Mishnah. So again, it's very difficult to identify what each of these refer to. Generally, it is assumed that chazeres, which is the first one listed in the Mishnah, refers to romaine lettuce.
Is that just misora?
That's just what misora slash what based on the descriptions that have been that are attached to them in the Rishonim. And tamcha, which is next on the list, refers to horseradish, which right is the root, the white.
Oh, the really really bitter thing.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, like it causes your sinuses to go.
Yes, that thing. Okay, so that's generally the assumption. And the other ones, we don't really know what it is. And generally, if you look at the average Seder plate, the Ka'ara, there are two spaces for Maror type things. One says Chazeres and one says Maror. And it allows for these two that have been, kind of been passed down as the normal Maror.
So we don't actually know what Maror means here.
Correct.
But wouldn't that be why it's not any of the other things?
Wouldn't what be right? What is it?
The fact that it's listed separate is one of five things or whatever.
Right.
So then it can't be remain on this or the
Again, there are five things on the list. Number one on the list is chazeres. Chazeres, we assume, is romaine lettuce. Number two on the list is tamcha. We assume that refers to that white root that we call horseradish.
Mar is a separate thing on the list.
What? I'm not sure what you mean. It can't be the vegetable. Again, there are five vegetables we're being referred to here, through which you can fill your mitzvah of maror. One of the five is also called maror.
So we don't know what that thing is.
Correct. Yeah.
Isn't romaine like not bitter?
Oh, we're going to get there. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Taf Ayin Gimel Hay, it's in the fifth source over here, that all five types can be used, right? Elo yirachot yosef amidei chabasu, chazeres ushin tamcha charchavina, Maror, v'yosim ba'alun shen v'klokin, that's all a quote from the Mishnah. Avaloba shoresh, we'll get to that later. Elashe ba'alun yosim ba'alun lakin, we'll get to that later as well. V'ikar ha-mitzvah, the third line from the bottom, v'ikar ha-mitzvah b'chazeres. The main mitzvah is chazeres. That is the preference. V'im eino chazeres yachzor achar rishon k'fi ha-seder shem shnuyim. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's based on a Yerushalmi, that the five that are listed in the Mishnah are not just five options, but it's listed in order of preference. So the best one is Chazeres, number two is Tamcha, number three is Charchavina, number four is Ulshin, and number five is Maror. So in terms of preference, if you have Chazeres, that's the one that you should go for. That's the one that you should use. I'm sorry? Yes. So therefore, it would seem that given the choice, Even if both of the two that we can identify, the romaine lettuce and the tamcha, the horseradish, are both kosher, quote-unquote, for maror, you could fulfill the mitzvah. Based on what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here, it would be better to use chazeres, right? Because it comes earlier on the list. Now, what's the problem? What's the problem with romaine lettuce? The problem with romaine lettuce, like Ryan pointed out, is as follows. If you look at the Ramah, in the continuation of what we just read, the Ramah writes something interesting. If you can't find any one of the ones on the list, yikach la'ana ushar yerek mar. If you don't find one that's on the list, you could take any other bitter tasting vegetable.
What's
lana? Not sure what lana is. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But again, what the Ramah seems to be saying is that beyond the five that are listed in the Mishnah, you can substitute for anything else that is bitter. So what does that mean? What does that tell us? That clearly tells us that a major component of the maror is the taste. Meaning when it comes to, you know, if somebody doesn't have a lulav and finds, you know, something, you know, similar, it doesn't make it into a lulav. Right? You can't just replace an object. If this is what's necessary for the definition of the mitzvah, if maror is defined as these five things, then there shouldn't be any other options. Once the Ramah tells us, again, it's based on sources, based on the agur, Ramah didn't make it up, but once the Ramah paskins that any other bitter vegetable is okay, then clearly the bitter taste is a fundamental component of the mitzvah. Yes? So maybe we'll get there in a moment also. Maybe we'll get there soon as well. In terms of the process, yes.
Who says it has to be bitter?
Who says it has to be bitter? So that is a good question. That's the description which is given in the, again, Vayimaru. The word mar means bitter. Right? We know that we eat marar because Vayimaru is chayayim.
Is the mitzvah marar or karpas?
Marar. Is the mitzvah of marar we're talking about. Karpas, you can use anything that's a bori priha adama. We have minhagim of using certain things. We actually specifically, though, use things that can't be used for maror, so that we don't have a suffix in terms of the bracha that maybe we already were yotze the mitzvah of maror. We want the bari priya adam. Use a sweet potato.
Stops.
Interesting.
Does it make sense? It's wormwood.
It could be anything. I have no idea what it is. It could be anything. Okay. It's not really, again, that's not the point. The point is, and the significant point is that the taste is essential. Where do we see that in the Gemara? We may see that in the Gemara number 3. The Gemara number 3 says, Amar Rava, Bala Matzah Yatza, Bala Maror Lo Yatza. If you swallow matzah without chewing it, obviously not a whole matzah, but whatever piece of matzah you have, it's an impressive feat, without chewing it, you're still Yotzei the Mitzvah. Because it's not, you have to consume it. You've taking it through your mouth into your stomach. But maror not. Why not? So the Rashbam writes, Bala matzah v'lo la'asa. Right? If you swallow matzah, you didn't chew it. Yatzah! You fulfill the mitzvah. Shari kiyin. You fulfill the mitzvah that says, Bo'erev tochlu matzos. You ate matzah on that night. Shari achila hilo. U'milechatzchila ta matzah bo'inan. It's better to chew the matzah because that's how you get the taste. But that's a bonus. The taste is a bonus, and the achila is the ikar. But bala marar lo yatza deba'inan tam marar v'leka. You need the taste of the marar. So if you swallow the marar, even though it says that you have to eat the marar, if you swallow the marar without chewing it and don't have the bitter taste, you are not yotzei the mitzvah.
Chew it like gum and spit out?
No, because it's both.
Oh, yeah.
You need both. Again, the chiddush is that even though it's a mitzvah of achila, it's not enough to have achila. That's a necessary component, but it's not sufficient. You also have to have the tam. The leka, the mishumachi kabirachmana, the mareris piv shalocha zecher, the vayu maras chayem. You have to have the taste, because that's the reason behind it is vayu maras chayem. Kach matzasi kosov. Okay, that's the Rashbam. That's what the Rashbam quotes. Oh, and that also might be, now, if you think about it, maybe that's why kavushin shlukin and muvu shalvin. If you pickle it or cook it, you lose some of the tam. You lose some of the tam. And since the tam, the taste of the maror, is an ikar component, that's maybe why those are not allowed as well. Oh, so now, frek the chazanish. Did I get the chazanish on here? No. Ask the chazanish in kuf chav dalid like this. How can we use romaine lettuce? It's not bitter. People go to the restaurants all the time. I don't think I made the sheet. The people go to the restaurants all the time to get romaine lettuce in their salad. The leftover romaine lettuce from the Seder often gets put into the salad the next day. So how bitter can it possibly be? So even if you say the Gemara itself says that the mar lettuce, I still say, similar to what Ryan was mentioning before, and the Gemara describes that the maror lettuce starts off sweet and turns bitter. There is a Gemara that describes it as such, but we're still using it at the point where it's sweet. Ours hasn't turned, we haven't turned it at all. So that's the main problem. That's the big kasha on romaine lettuce. That on the one hand, romaine lettuce, in terms of identifying it, seems to be the best option because it's chazeres. But me'idach yisa, once we see that ta'am maror is a significant component, maybe we have different romaine lettuce, but the romaine lettuce that we have does not taste bitter, which would seem to be a problem for using it as maror. Yes?
What about the stock? Isn't the stock bitter?
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
Center?
I don't think
or
so.
Or what about, can you put in something that's bitter?
Add to it? Yeah, can you add
it? Dip it into something that's like...
So that's not the time of the maror. Again, the Rama spoke about if you don't have maror, then you can use another... Again, nobody's saying that you could use something which isn't a vegetable that's maror. Okay, but we'll get to the answer. We'll get to the solution soon. That's the problem with using romaine lettuce. Me'idach gisa, the other one that's popularly used, which is what? Tamcha, which is the one that, you know, they think all the supermarkets... big picture of that long horseradish root. So that long white horseradish is the other one. So what are the downsides to using that as horseradish? The downside, number one, is we said that it's not first on the list. And the Rama paskins that the list is telling you order of preference. Now that's not going to be ma'akev anything. That's not going to be ma'akev anything. But if you have the option between the two, certainly seems like we should... What? Unless somehow our lettuce just ended up being different or something, like tasting different. Oh, fine.
Or you think it's referring to romaine lettuce, but it's not.
That could be, but again, it could be that was passed down for many generations. It could be, but that's not the assumption of the poskim. So again, if somebody could prove that, then maybe. But again, it doesn't seem to be that that's not the assumption the poskim are working with. What's the other problem? There's a big problem, though. There are a few big problems, though, with using the... Assuming that the root of the white horseradish root is maror. The problem, that's one problem. The problem, biggest problem is this. If you look back at the Mechaber, I skipped over one thing that the Mechaber says. If you look in the third line of the Mechaber number 5, he says, Yotzin be'olin she'aleyen u'beklachen avalo b'shoresh. You can't use the root. The maror is the root. That's what it is. How could this possibly be the horseradish be the maror if the mechaber says explicitly, and he's not saying only about one of them, he's saying it as a rule that you need to use, you can use the leaves, but you can't use the root. And so it happens to be, it's not true. You look up, it grows in the ground the same way other root vegetables grow. There actually are leaves coming out of the top. Big leaves that come out the top.
They're just taking them off.
Yeah, because that's not the same way like on a radish or something like that. There are leaves that stick out, but it's not the main thing. Fine. So that's one problem. That again, it seems to be that it's against the Mechaber. The biggest problem is that it's, and this has been researched by botanists, is that it's probably an inaccurate definition of tamchoi. Daf Tamcha, I'm sorry, and it's probably not one of the five types even listed in the Mishnah, horseradish. There are several Jewish botanists who have written on the topic. Yehuda Felix is one. Yehuda Felix is most famous for claiming that oats are not one of the chameshes mini dagan. That oats are just more like, would be more like quinoa, would be bor pri adama. We'll leave that aside for the moment.
Rely on that.
Some do. Some are choshesh, the chumra. Yeah, absolutely. Not for now. Ari Schaefer, in a different fellow, did the research on this in a Gesher, which was a publication of YU that came out only a few times, but the last time was in 1980, also discussed this. They point to several points. But again, it's just a very interesting thing if you think about it. The first one is that, just if you do the research, horseradish did not grow in the Middle East in the Talmudic period. So for them to identify it when they didn't have it is difficult. They couldn't have Googled it. They couldn't have Googled it. Probably. Maybe.
Do we ever say that?
On something which is Metzias, there's no reason. Again, there's no reason to say it. Maybe this just isn't it.
It's not challenging the Gemara, it's challenging our translation.
Exactly. 100%.
It's a lot harder to say, like, the Metzias doesn't match the Gemara, because then...
Right. Maybe our translation is just wrong.
Right. That's a separate thing. How to, when things don't...
Yeah, that's not for now. Good. Oh. So where is the first mention in rabbinic literature of horseradish as the root? It's from the 11th and 12th centuries, and it's mentioned by the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, as an ingredient in charosas. Nothing to do with maror at all. Nothing to do with maror at all. The first mention that we have, what's charosas? No, the brown mixture of the apples and the other stuff that we have at the Seder.
Sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it translated?
There is no translation. There's no English word for charosas. It's on your Seder plate, on the table. One of the mitzvos of the night, dip into charosas.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Okay, weiter.
Like applesauce?
I guess. Okay, the first to identify it actually as maror was the Tosfos Yontif around the year 1600 and the Haggadah Maimonides. So again, that's an early source from our perspective. That's much, much after the Gemara. Since then, it became very popular in Eastern Europe, which is probably how it became our Masorah. Why was it so popular in Eastern Europe? Probably for the very reason that it may be a problem according to the Mechaber, which is that it's a very hardy root, and there was no way to get romaine lettuce in Eastern Europe this time of year, in those times. You couldn't import from anywhere else. The weather was cold. The lettuce wouldn't have survived. So the Chacham Tzvi summarizes it very nicely, and then he adds another concern, and he says, and not just that, maybe is it not the definition. If you look, actually, this is the Chacham Sofer here, number 9, right? Zakos a sarabim in order to help everybody out. Benyam mitzvah zachilas mar reisi kitov. I see fit lahodia to inform shachazeres hashanim v'mishasein v'loshon chachamim chasa she mitzvah lachzor alav ki rishon. The chazeres, the chasa is the lettuce, meaning the romaine lettuce, is the first one on the list. That's what the mitzvah should be, and that's the first list of the Mishnah. Who ayara kanikra v'loshon ashkenaz salad v'loshon svarit salata. Good, and then look at the other part. Look at the underlying part. Ve'ein bo shum safek u'pikpuk ba'olam. There's no doubt about the romaine lettuce as being the maror. Umipneisha aratzos ash. In the next underlying part, umipneisha baratzos Ashkenaz u'Poland yashin karos ina motzev bizman haPesach. And since in Ashkenaz in Poland it was very cold, they couldn't find Pesach. Lo hurgu l'kachas l'chovas mitzvos maror. They couldn't identify it and they couldn't get it. So they ended up with chrein, which some define as it. And a terrible destruction has come out of this. Why? Because many people don't know. It's so sharp that people can't eat a kazayis of it. You don't eat a kazayis of it, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. It's almost dangerous to eat it. And because of that, mevat the mitzvahs maror. They end up not fulfilling the mitzvah of maror at all. Vafacharedim alvar Hashem v'ochlim kezayis me'achrin mistaknim bo. And even those who try and they say, no, I'm going to eat it because I said I'm going to make sure to do the mitzvah properly, they end up possibly endangering themselves because it's something which is so strong. The Chassam Sofer, so again, those are, again, we'll try to explain how they ended up there. Again, but the concerns over the maror are very big. Right, meaning it might not be identified by the maror at all. It's very difficult to eat a kezayis. The Chassam Sofer writes the only reason that the reason to use chrein was because of bugs in the lettuce. But as long as you clean the bugs, he understood that, again, which is the raya for those who say didn't the bug, you know, that bugs is a new thing and nobody ever heard of. The Chassam Sofer was concerned about bugs in lettuce. And therefore, it was said if you can't wash them off, it's better to use the chrein. The biggest concern, possibly, I don't know if it's the biggest, but a very big concern also, is the taste. Bitter and sharp are not the same tastes. Are not the same taste.
Why are we talking about chrein here and not the other stuff?
We did already talk about the other stuff. There's chrein and there's romaine. Chrein equals horseradish.
Oh, it does?
Yes. So the horseradish is not bitter. Bitter is mar. It's charif. It's sharp. Like what you said before, and you bite into it, and that, you know, it clears out your sinuses. That doesn't come from bitterness. Bitterness is a ugh taste. It doesn't taste good. Sometimes there are certain kinds that, you know, in endive, it has more of like a bitterish kind of taste. That's not sharp. Sharp. Again, I can't explain mitzias, but if you can't understand it, but they are definitely, unquestionably, two distinct tastes. So even the taste of the, what we're identifying as the chrein, as the maror, doesn't line up with the mitzias, because it's not bitter. It's a spicy, sharp taste. So it would seem to be that, again, if just in terms of identifying them, that almost all agree that romaine lettuce is ideal. And that horseradish probably developed because there was no available lettuce at the time. If it's not on the list, why would they use it? So that's what the Rama said. Right? The Rama said that if you don't have any other option, then you take a vegetable. Maybe that would even include if you're taking a root. You know, maybe it's not what's on the, it's not identified as tamcha at all. But right, the chrein, the horseradish itself. Maybe that's not identified as maror at all. In Eastern Europe, where they didn't have any better options, they were stuck. So when they were stuck, this was what they had, and it was the closest that they had. But for if that was the case, then for us, it would be much less than ideal to use the horseradish than to use the romaine. However, we still have a lingering problem with the romaine as well. Right? We still have the problem. Well, the lettuce also isn't bitter. Whether you want to say it's sweet or whether you want to say it's just not bitter, the romaine lettuce does not have a very strong taste either, which is why people use it in their salad and whatnot all of the time.
It seems like they're both around.
Right, that's exactly why we're having this discussion. We don't seem to have any masoras identifying them. I think some want to claim that the ulshin maybe is endive, and that's what those that use endive. You guys need to get out of the little.
Oh, it's like an olive.
No, it's not like an olive. No. It can't grow on a tree because it has to grow from the ground.
It's green though.
It's not green. It's like a yellowish white. You can Google it. Okay, after shiur. Beis Yosef writes in number 11. Umasha kasa v'ikar mitzvah ha'azos b'chazeres. The main mitzvah is with chazeres. Sham v'gemara amar Rabbi Yosha mitzvah b'chazeres. Right, the Rabbi Yosha writes the mitzvahs use chazeres. That's the first one on the list. That's the romaine lettuce. V'lo yadati lamish mitzvah Rambam. I don't know why the Rambam left it out. Ulai shem v'farish mitzvah nami b'chazeres. Af avishim mesuka v'ein b'amirirus. So again, the mentioning of the fact that the romaine lettuce is not very bitter, already he's in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef recognizes, he says, that maybe the downside to Chazeres right? This is Rabbi Yosef Karo, is that Afa Mishim Masukan Vema Marirus, maybe that's why he doesn't like it. It doesn't have the same bitter taste. Achar Kach Matzas Rabbein Yosha Kasav, Mitzvah Bechazeres, Ve'enot Tzorach Lachzor, Achar HaMarar Yoser. You don't have to go after something which has a stronger taste. So again, the fact that it's not particularly bitter still, says the Beis Yosef, is enough of a reason to say that it's ideal because it's higher up on the list. And certainly for us, who it's questionable whether we've even correctly identified the tamcha as the being the romaine, as being the romaine, as being the horseradish root, it would be even more so the case that it is better to use the romaine lettuce. Why should that be? Why is what the Beis Yosef says correct? Meaning, if we saw already that the bitter taste is a fundamental component, so why would it be that identifying it as a better, as a better one on the list is still trumps the other options? So Rav Asher Weiss has an interesting suggestion. He suggests like this. I'm not sure if it made the sheet either. No, it's not here. It's not here. I think it's in the back of his Haggadah, maybe. He suggests like this. The Torah ultimately says that it's a mitzvah achila. The Torah gives us a reason for the mitzvah achila. But the Torah says that it's a mitzvah achila. It's a mitzvah of eating it. So even if the reason of bitterness is given, it's very hard to suggest that one can't fulfill the mitzvah otherwise, especially because bitterness doesn't have a precise definition. The Torah has to give us mitzvos in a precise way. We have a shear that's a kazayis. So again, we may have lost a little bit of the story of what that is, but the Torah identified something to us, and we know what it is. We know what it creates. Other is. It's an esrog. We take an esrog. But here, if we say that the mitzvah is, so what happens if a person has, you know, people's taste buds have different sensitivities. So I taste something as more bitter, you taste something as less bitter, that's going to affect whether you're yotzei the mitzvah or not. It's hard to believe that that's true. So he makes the following suggestion. He says it's impossible that it's subjective and depends on each person's taste buds. It just doesn't make sense. That's not how the Torah gives us mitzvos. However, what the Torah says is eat maror. Maror is referring to a specific vegetable. Why do we eat the maror? As a remembrance of the bitterness that took place in Mitzrayim. Then what the Torah says is this maror that you're eating, you have to eat it in a way that will get out the taste of that maror. Meaning, you can't do something to the maror that will the mode of achila, because that's objective. That's objective. So some people will taste more bitterness in romaine lettuce, some people will taste a little bit less, some pieces will be more bitter, some pieces will be less bitter, sometimes if it's harvested at a different time. As long as it's identified as the vegetable that's on the list, then your job is to eat it in a mode of achila that will get the taste out of it. Meaning, when Gemara says that if you bala maror lo yotze, if you swallow it without chewing it, you're not yotze, it's not because you didn't practically taste the tam maror. It's because you ate it in a way that you can't taste the tam maror. That's objective. You have to chew it, because that's the way that you get the ta'am out of it. You can't cook it, because by cooking it, objectively, you are affecting its taste. But the subjective culinary experience of whether you taste bitterness or not, that's not something that can be mandated by the Torah. The Torah never does that. The Torah is a precise law book. So again, that's his answer to this issue. So again, whether it's changed over time, maybe it has. Maybe it used to be more bitter and now ours is less bitter, but it doesn't matter. As long as we are using the vegetable defined by the Torah, that the Torah mandates that we use because it is it because of vayimaruru es chayehem, our job is to eat it in a mode of achila that will get the taste out of it. Whether lemaisa that taste is bitter, or whether lemaisa that taste is not bitter, that's not our problem. That's not our problem. That's the chiddush that Rav Asher Weiss says, but it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. Because otherwise you're sitting there, and if you eat, if you assume that the ta'am itself, the actual taste, is not okay, you sit there, and this makes, maybe a different piece. Maybe that piece wasn't good. You're stuck in a very strange scenario, and that's probably what the Beis Yosef meant. Why was the Beis Yosef saying that Chazeres is the best, even if it's sweet? Even if it's sweet? He's saying this idea is that your job is not to make up, not to add something to it, it's not to create a situation in which the bitterness is necessarily tasted, but you have to eat it in an ofan, in a way in which whatever taste is in there can emerge. So again, based on that, we still have one more step, but based on that, we understand the adifus, we understand why it's better to have romaine lettuce, because again, the only concern when it came to romaine lettuce, I guess A, is the bug concern, so they should be washed well and checked, and B, is the taste. It's the fact that it's sweet. We understand like what Rav Asher is saying, so we understand that the practical taste is not the important factor. It's the mode of achila of the vegetable that the Torah defines as maror. Yes?
But then how do you explain the fact that like, most people don't find it to be bitter at all?
Maybe it changed. Maybe it changed, but that doesn't, again, the point is that doesn't matter. The Torah identified a vegetable which it refers to as maror, as being something we should have at the table, that we should eat at the Seder because of vayimaruru es chayehem. If it happens to be that the metziyah has changed and that we don't experience it as bitter, then so be it.
So why can't you just eat anything and then hope that it'll be bitter like in a month?
Because the Torah says what to eat. The Torah says to eat maror. Amatzos umrorim yochlu.
The point is it's supposed to be bitter.
No, the point is you're supposed to take a vegetable called maror. Why did the Torah say take a vegetable called maror? Because of the bitterness. But if the metziyah changes, this is what he's saying, if the metziyah changes and we don't taste that bitterness, that doesn't undermine the mitzvah. We can't do anything in the way we eat it to avoid the taste. Whether or not that taste is going to be bitter.
So you can't dip it in something that will make it less bitter.
Correct. Correct. Okay. The mice, however, the tradition of many is to have the horseradish, and since it's tradition, people don't like not having the taste that their family is accustomed to. So many have developed the practice of mixing.
That comes from the Mishnah.
Ah, maybe that comes from the Mishnah. Good. So let's just look at that last point of mixing. Good. I understand. I agree with you. Everything that we said is 100% logical. It really, really seems, based on the poskim and based on the research, that romaine lettuce is a much better option for maror than horseradish. Much better. But that's what we do, and it's not bitter. I want to taste some bitterness. Bitterness is really sharpness. But I want some of that maror taste. So what? Mix them together. Seems like a pretty good compromise. And especially since it's very hard, as the Chacham Tzvi pointed out, it's very hard to eat a real kazayis of the white stuff, right, of the horseradish anyway. So put them together seems like a really good compromise. So Shlomo Zalman raises a concern with this. Look at the Halachos of Shlomo in number 13. Oh. He says like this. Right, lechatchila roy shelo la'arim tamkin chas ve'lofim yachlo mitzvah maror. Lechatchila, again, not with the evid, lechatchila, you should not mix them together for the mitzvah maror. Why not? So he says there in the footnote under it. Va'af bizmanim shayam yiduyim yiduyim. Let's take a step back to the Mishnah. When the Mishnah wrote these words, these five vegetables, the Mishnah knew exactly what it was referring to. There's no reason in the world to assume that the Mishnah did not know what it was saying. Right, the Mishnah knew what the five types were. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi over there. Move back to this side, Rashi number two. I'm going to start from the Kazayas. I'm going to start from the Kazayas. Right, this gets back to our roots. No pun intended. Right? We have to read Rashi always very carefully. What does Rashi say? Im eino me'echad mehen kezayis, aval yesho mizechat kezayis and mizechat kezayis. Why did Rashi have to say if he doesn't have a kezayis for one of them? What if I just like the combination of tastes? If the only halacha is, if the only halacha is that they're mitzdarif, and it's a din chatchila, just tell me, im lokach, chatzi mizayis mizeh v'chatzi zayis mizeh v'tzarfin v'gilat z'yidich avaso. Why does he start off by saying in ein lo mefer min zayis if he doesn't have a kizayis of one? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what Rashi seems to be telling us is that this din of combining is not l'chatzchila. It's not l'chatzchila. But if you're stuck, I might have said if you're stuck, you can't put them together. Even if the Eved, it's a problem, says the Mishnah, no. No. There are five types, and in the Eved, you can put them together. But it sounds like if I had to choose between moving further down the list and picking one kezayis of the same type versus mixing them together, then I would say that that's better than being mitzdarif them. So look back now at Shlomo Zalman. The Milashon Rashi Sham. Sounds like it's only b'di'evet, and it's not l'chatzchila, not l'chatzchila to do.
So we're doing like b'di'evet.
Oh. So why not? Why not? Why is it b'di'evet? What's the problem with it? Continue to read on this book a little more. Well, b'taima d'nosa. So Zama wants to suggest, and the reason is Yesh Lomar Al Pi Divrei Haran, according to something that the Ran says himself. Dehadu Zman Din Zedet Zir Gali Matzah. How come it comes to matzah that doesn't say the same thing? It talks about the different grains you can make matzah out of. It doesn't say you'll start from Zel and Zel Gazayas. Why not? Hayne Mishum Dibe Matzah Pshita. Pshita is obvious when it comes to matzah that they combine. I don't need to tell it to you. Masha Inkein Bimara Chidishu. My mom writes a chiddush. Why? The salka daiga chami educated the amirusa kaptinon. That since when it comes to mar, taste is important. How do you know taste is important? Bala matzah yatsa bala mar la yatsa. You swallow without chewing it. You're not yotze. So time of dechad about the mevatel dechamre. If you put two together, the tastes mitigate one or the other. Right, you don't taste as strongly each one when you mix it together. So I would have said, when it comes to here, where the merirus is so important, maybe they would be mevatel each other. V'lachim kamash malan, the yishtekulan tamirus mizarim. The finish is that even though they have different tastes of bitterness, they still fit together. They still fit together. When it comes to matzah, as long as I have an achila, that's good enough. The ta'am is only l'chatzchila. You don't need the ta'am matzah. Bola matzah is yotzah. Ah, v'nir l'fizem. That's why he suggests that filu yesh kezayis mimin echad epsher the enough from l'chatzchila hosted mimin acher ula'ira ta'am on shamin shonim. And therefore, it would seem to be that it's not l'chatzchila. And again, this would be why Rashi said it. Why did Rashi say it's not l'chatzchila to mix them together? Because the taste is important and they're different tastes. You don't taste them the same. But the Eved and Yotze, yes. That's the finish of the Mishnah. V'al kopanim, bizmanein shagaz v'kama poskim she'en v'kim v'mimine ha-maror. So in our time, when many posts have written that we don't know exactly what's maror. Nintza du'lava v'chigil sh'mar v'matam v'mchasa. So now, if people want to stick a little bit of the tamka, a little bit of the grain, a little bit of the horseradish, a little bit of the white stuff with the lettuce, first of all, you haven't gained anything because it's only b'di'evit. And harayim gam afsid the menecha mehen in omar. How do you take it away? How would that take it away? Not that. Not because it's overpowering, but there's another din. There's a din that if you eat together,
something which is a mitzvah and something which is a rishus, then the thing that the rishus is mevatel the other one. It's a halachic concept as opposed to a tam. So if it's not maror at all, it could be that it actually undermines. So again, the Rishon Mazam says, if the crane, if the horseradish is maror, you haven't gained anything. You haven't lost, but you haven't gained anything because it's only going to be good. It's going to be good b'diavad, but it's not going to be lechatchila. So maybe you actually lost a little bit. But he says, but if it's wrong, then you really lost a lot because maybe. Right. That's what Rishon Mazam is. That's what Rishon Mazam is concerned about. Yeah. Not telling anybody, change practice, not change practice. I can tell you what I do. I'll tell you over the years what I've sort of developed as the way I do it. For maror, again, we use maror two times. We use maror for maror, we use maror for korin. So for maror, alts maror. Because the question also is, what if you don't mix them together? Right? What if you eat your romaine lettuce? And then you pop some some people grate it. We do it in chunks in my house with the white stuff. You pop a few chunks of the white stuff, clear out the sinuses. The question is, at what point did your achila end? If you're not eating it actually together, so then maybe is it one achila you're eating it at the same time? So that seems to be suffix in the poskim. So when it comes to the mitzvah of maror, I only eat the romaine lettuce. I don't have any of that one. When it comes to the myth, when it comes to korech, when I finish my korech, then I pop some of the white things. So again, at that point, you want to see why do I even do it?
Yeah, why by korech?
More for, because by korech, basically at that, first of all, the main mitzvah of maror was finished already, and then by the korech, I think it's a clearer ending to your. When you finish your sandwich, you're kind of finished with your achila. So is there any point in doing it? Cookie, there's no point in doing it. It's more for the minhag, and that's the way that it's always been in my house. So I will have some of the white stuff. I don't stop anybody in my house from... I make sure they have a kazayis of the romaine lettuce alone. And anybody, when I'm dividing up the murmurs, what people want, I won't prevent anybody from taking the white stuff, but as we affectionately call it, but I'll make sure that the kazayis is definitely a kazayis of the romaine. Again, and you have this slight concern of Rishon Mazamin. Again, Rishon Mazamin sounds like he's concerned with Chal Tzvila. He's not concerned. Doesn't sound like he's concerned with the Eved. But that seems to be. But it would seem to be that if one wants to rely solely on the frame and not on the romaine lettuce, that seems to be a bigger shaylah. Meaning, A, the picture of kazayis, and B, if that is incorrect and it's the wrong taste, so maybe the person has not been able to say it. As opposed to if you do it this way, and again, I think that's really where the custom has developed. I think almost uniformly by religious people with the Masoret and are careful about the mitzvahs, they use some sort of lettuce. And maybe they add to it the frame as well. The number of people that just use the frame, I don't think is very many. And certainly not ones that eat the kazayis. But I think that's the approach. So again, this question of frame versus romaine is actually touches on many different topics. Again, with the main point being that there are two that are identified in the Mishnah. The first one is clearly lettuce, and the Shulchan Aruch says that is preferred, that the number one option is preferred. The downside to the lettuce was the taste. So that was suggested based on what Rav Asher said, is that that's beyond our control. Whatever that reason is, that the taste has changed, or the taste is sweet, that's already the problem. Our job is to eat it in a way that the taste will come out. But on the other side, when it comes to horseradish, we have an issue of it being lower on the list. You're eating the root and not the leaves, which is against what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's very difficult to eat a kazayis, and it's very hard to believe that that is actually what the Mishnah refers to, as they did not grow in Bavel or Eretz Yisrael at the time. And you need to, and the taste
is not even a taste of Mar. So even if you want to say that it's based on the Ramah,
who says that if you don't have anything else, you could use this, this does not seem to be Mar, it seems to be Harifas, it's two different tastes.
So again, I think everybody should make sure to have a Gezayis of the Romaine lettuce. If one wants to put in the white stuff, so that's what the Rosh Hashanah raises it as an issue. As an issue. That maybe that's not l'chatchila, but again, if that's what one's minhag is, one wants to do, I think Yeshua me lismuch. I don't think that's the problem, but I think everybody should try to be makbid to make sure to have a kezayis of the romaine alone.